So I used to live in Charles Village about a year ago. Scary. In a row home on the corner of Guilford and 33rd Street, so right next to Union Memorial Hospital. And for about, I'd say, 2 or 3 months, I had a series of weird things happen. Some natural, some maybe supernatural. So I remember coming home one night, and I lived in a garden-style apartment, so on the ground level. So my windows were ground level, and you had to kind of walk down a few steps to get to my door. So in the steps, in this little alcove, someone had pissed all over, along the wall, onto the ground. I'm like, that's great. It's probably some college student, so maybe, whatever. It was just kind of a nuisance. A couple days later, maybe a week later or so, and this happened a couple of times where I would wake up in the morning, or wake up in the middle of the night, and my ceiling fan was on, or the light on the ceiling fan was on, and I would turn it off, and then it would happen again, and that happened every once in a while. So I thought maybe some electrical problems. It's an old house. One day I came home, and someone had tried breaking into my apartment through my air conditioner at street level. They didn't succeed, thank God. I had screwed it in, so they were out of luck. And then another day, I was actually with my significant other coming home. We had left my apartment earlier in the night and then came back, and my TV was on, blaring. And we had turned it, nothing was on when we left the house, and he can vouch for that. So that scared me. And I always feel this like weird sense in my apartment that there was someone else there, but it never scared me. If it was a ghost, it was a friendly ghost. So, and then one day I was getting ready to go to work. So because it's such a busy corner right near the hospital, people would park in front of the parking pad a lot. So someone had left their car there, and I went out. I couldn't get my car out of my spot, so I went and I wrote a note on the car on a little piece of paper, and I put it on the windshield. And there was a bottle of wine, open bottle of wine, in their cup holder in the car. So I'm like, this person was a mess when they parked last night. So I wrote this note saying, please do not block the driveway. Everyone blocks the driveway there, and it drives me crazy. So I'm so pissed off when I write this note, and I go finish getting ready for work, and the car was gone. Got in my car, drove to work. Worked for 8.5 hours, and then I went back to my car, and on my windshield there's the same piece of paper on the other side that said, please don't touch my car, thanks. So someone had followed me to work. This note was not on my car when I left that morning, so I still have no idea who it was, and that car was gone by the time that I left for work. So it was just these weird series of events. So I finally decided to move to Hamden. Thank you.